and rock and roll. As we can't talk about a lot of this stuff in the general public anymore, so to speak. So we have to go underground. That's what they've done here. They've fucked everything up, fucked up the playing field. To benefit themselves again, by the way. Plain and simple. But don't worry, we always have fantastic leaders like Pelosi to help guide us. Let's go to the tape. You can't, what is she saying? It's insane that this woman is even in power. It just goes to show you they're laughing at us. They're fucking laughing at us. Of the idiots, the puppets they have in power. They're telling you, we control the situation. You have no power. You have no say. I say otherwise. I say you can make moves out here, plain and simple. We'll try to lead by example. Let's go to the videotape.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach, if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
Well, let's rock and roll. We got some stuff I want to tackle when it comes to news and some analysis. And then again, we have Dr. Vernon Coleman video at the end and interview coming with myself and Dr. Vernon Coleman as well. Now it's safe to say, we'll talk about the backstory of that on Hotwire. We'll talk about the backstory of that later down the road when we release it to the Gen Pop, so to speak. But for right now, let's get around. Let's get going.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Get around,
round. I gotta get around. Let's go. Rock and roll. One of the things I think I'm most proud about this podcast is that we don't get fucking stuck in the mud, and we want to make sure that you're moving. You got to be moving like a shark out here, man. Can't get stuck in the mud and get distracted. You know why? You get stuck in the mud, you watch the freak show, and then a train comes or a truck comes and runs you the fuck over. And there's plenty of trucks and trains coming down the pike. Wake up. Keep moving. Harder to get stuck. Harder to get run over if you're moving. Senate passes Inflation Reduction Act, which will likely make inflation worse. Of course, it will make inflation worse. I don't know why it's saying likely. Also be on the lookout for... Can't say that word. Also be on the lookout for wussy journalism. You know, we shouldn't have to fucking dance around things. This is obviously going to make inflation worse. You know that. You should know it. The U.S. Senate passed a misleadingly named Inflation Reduction Act on a day ago before senators adjourned until September. The bill, which allocates around $740 billion with a B, passed with a tie-breaking vote from Vice President Kamala Harris. It will now head to the House of Representatives, which is expected to vote on it Friday. Gee, I wonder how they'll vote on it. Did you hear this dumb bitch? I forgot. This fucking maniac? I forgot about it. I had the Beach Boys queued up, and it's still summer. That's where my head's at. Did you hear this maniac talk about being connected with the Chinese, etc., because she used to dig a hole at the beach, dig her way to China? If I dig a hole deep enough... You've dug a hole deep enough for all of us, you fucking battle axe, you old sea hag. You're right about digging a hole at the beach because you're a fucking sea hag. Painted black song should be painted red. Communist China red, and red meaning debt. Oh, you've dug a fucking hole deep enough for all of us, sister. Let me tell you that, you old fucking battle axe. You shake your fucking moneymaker over there in Asia. Fucking stay over the next time you go over there. Fucking fossil. Dug a hole to China and I'm connected to it. What are you, fucking three? The mental capacity of a three-year-old. Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to look to these people as leaders? It's a fucking joke. If you're following these people and you think they're leaders, you're fucking, you are fish food. Fish fucking food. You got no chance. trying to tell you guys. The only chance you have is to freelance and go about it on your own and find some people who give a shit about telling you the truth. Give a shit enough to tell you the truth so that you can have a baseline of intel and a baseline of truth for which to make decisions. You try and make on a regular basis, he says, trying to calm down. You try making key decisions based on data, information that's incorrect, and you will not succeed very often. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Don't vote. It's rigged. Stop the steal. A January 2021 runoff elections from the Senate. Both elections in 2020, both Senate races were too fucking tight, so they had runoff elections. A month of idiots telling people not to vote. Don't vote. Protest. And you just saw your protest. This is why you don't listen to the idiots in the hive mind, the useful idiots, regardless of what party. A useful idiot is a useful idiot. And the world, specifically the United States, is jammed with them. It's almost unfair that smart people have to try to navigate around. There's just a sea of fucking idiots. Talk about The Walking Dead. Makes The Walking Dead look like a fucking Biden rally. The zombies. Biden rally. Well, there's not much difference. I mean, if you really... There's no real nice way to talk about this bill, so why are we wasting our time trying to... Let's drill down to some of the basics instead of the fucking politicians telling us how we're going to benefit from all this. Let's talk about the winners and losers of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. We did some analysis today. Also, massive analysis coming in tomorrow's Hot Wire. And a couple Hot Wires ago, it was fun until Daddy takes the T-Bird and the money away. We talked about what's going to be happening for the next 6 quarters. That's a year and a half for you folks who still use the metric system. The next 6 quarters. And we had such a fantastic feedback from that we have taken the next 6 quarters and we're starting to drill them down. So we're going to drill down tomorrow what is happening right fucking now and what to look for in the coming weeks. We already laid out previously what is to come in the coming months, specifically a year and a half. Likewise, we are going to break down some winners and losers in this so-called Inflation Reduction Act. I'm sorry. Of course, Democrats now are patting themselves on the back for soaking you again. That is their fucking goal. Whether they're trying to soak you financially or with some kind of a mystery serum to pump into yourself and loved ones, it doesn't matter, really. They'll soak any way they can. Let me say just as a sidebar because it popped into my fucking head. And I've talked about this with Legal Man. We've talked about this with a number of other people, specifically federal agents, some retired, some current federal agents. And with you. I've talked about it with you, more importantly than anything else, about the FBI and the Justice Department. All the so-called accounts and the politicians out there, whether it's Mike Pompeo or who the fuck else, former cabinet members, former Secretary of State, former FBI directors, former CIA directors, whomever it is, ranting about Trump getting raided and the FBI being corrupt and the Justice Department being corrupt. You didn't get the memo when they licensed Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein and God knows who else of that similar ilk. When you license these guys to traffic kids, underage kids, to rich people, for sexual favors and who knows what else. And the FBI and Justice Department did nothing. Cherry Pie is probably not a good song for the subject matter. So we're going to... Evil Ways seems better. We'll go with that. A Cherry Pie. Sometimes the playlist gets out of control. Back to what I was saying on the sidebar. The same people who are saying there's going to be a civil war. You didn't bat a fucking eyelash. You didn't think anything of it. That your own government licensed this behavior for decades. Maxwell, Epstein, and many others running wild, the rich and famous, trafficking young girls and boys, by the way, sexually raping them. I mean, we could get more graphic. Some of you cement heads need to find some facts.
A real cement head.
We're not going to do that. That doesn't cause a civil war, but somebody's fucking house getting raided by the FBI, that's going to cause a civil war. You already fucking sold your country. You already sold yourself out by not giving a shit about the kids in this country being passed around like sex toys by the rich and famous. Oh, well, that's just the way it goes. Seriously. You don't think the country was lost then? Civil war. You're out of your fucking mind. Out of your fucking mind, civil war. It's laughable. Anyway, back to the regularly scheduled program. Winners and losers. The Inflation Reduction Act. Brain's going at about 160 miles an hour. Winners, wealthy people. What a surprise. Yay, the elites, the haves win again. Not only did none of the billions in tax increases Democrats threatened high earners with last year make it to the final version of the bill, their plans to tax the 1% turned out to be nothing more than a big fucking lie, just like I said it would. It's very simple. I said it last week when the rubber was meeting the road here with this bullshit bill. If Biden says he's not going to raise taxes on Americans making under $400,000, he is. And if Biden says that he's going to soak the rich, the 1%, so they have to pay their fair share, they're not going to have to pay their fair share. And what the fuck happened? Exactly what I said. But this should be. That's not even a hard guess. That's not even, that's just an educated guess. Many of you folks are already there. We'll stand on the fuck. We'll stand on the winner's circle together on that one. Winners, private equity fund managers. Oh, BlackRock and friends. What a surprise. Why are they always winning? The landmark bill only passed after Arizona Senator Kristen Sinema. Enema? You can't say Sinema without spelling enema. I mean, it's just hooked on phonics type thing. Christine Enema and... insisted on keeping the carried interest loophole that allows investment managers, like her former bosses, I would think. Oh, yeah. Protection racket. To shield the majority of their income from higher taxes, the private equity industry was able to gain an additional win shortly before the final passage of the bill when a handful of Democrats broke with their party to vote on a Republican amendment that created a carve-out for private equity-owned companies and the corporate minimum tax. Speaking of, Manchin, everybody's favorite fucking trading card hero, Manchin and Sinema, were the big winners here after having held their party hostage for more than a year over the legislation. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Mars championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Mars supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to Paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's Paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. The entire contents of the bill were essentially cherry-picked by Manchin and then tweaked to fit Sinema's preferences. I thought that they represented you and I. No? Oh, sorry. Didn't we learn that? Schoolhouse Rock? I'm just a bill and I live on the hill. The bill that lived on the hill was raping people. Bill Clinton. That's the bill. The Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock was one thing. We learned it was actually Schoolhouse Cock. It was a little bit of an eye-opener. People who like the lovable little Bill with the ribbon around his waist. The cartoon. I'm just a Bill. I live on... Yeah. He lived on Capitol Hill, all right. He had no pants on. In real life. Anyway. I thought they represented us, no? Manchin and Sinema were also able to score direct benefits for their states. Manchin securing an agreement to permit the completion of Equitrans Midstream Corp's Mountain Valley Pipeline, and Sinema, who was able to secure $4 billion in drought relief for the western states. At your expense, by the way. Don't worry about the raging fucking opioid overdose crisis in West Virginia. Let's get that Mountain Valley Pipeline. Maybe you should get some of your residents off the fucking pipe. No? Okay. Too soon? Other big winners. The IRS and the Green Agenda. We talked about $80 billion to the IRS. Blah, 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 blah. We're beating that. Electric car makers got an extension of a popular $7,500 per vehicle customer tax credit for EVs, but will have to comply with strict battery and critical mineral sourcing requirements. So much for your credits. Out the window. Solar and hydrogen companies, such as Sun Run and Plug Power, Incorporated, will also benefit from generous tax credits, while operators of nuclear reactors, such as Southern Company, Constellation Energy Corp, Public Service Enterprise Group, and Energy Harbor Corp, could benefit from a $30 billion with a B production tax credit. Who else is scoring? Oh, Obamacare. A big leg up for Obamacare and Medicare. The final version of the bill caps seniors' out-of-pocket prescription drug expense to $2,000 per year and enables Medicare to negotiate the prices on 10 medications 4 years from now. F-O-U-R, 4 years from now. The bill also kicks the can on massive increases in Obamacare premiums that were set to happen in January. For many middle-income Americans, I think, should say, not middle Americans, middle-income Americans, which is scheduled to happen now in 3 years. The losers. Take note of this. Give up the funk? How about giving up the ship. The big losers are the Republicans. The big losers are the GOP. Oh, my God. Why do they always lose? Because they're playing the role of the team that plays the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters. They come out fantastic in the first half, and then they crap the bed in the second half, just like they're supposed to. Because there's only one party that matters in D.C. The Uni Party. Working under the guise, under the narrative that there are two parties duking it out in D.C. Of course, the truth is a different animal. Republicans, especially the ones who thought Manchin and Sinema wouldn't cave on their promises to raise taxes during a recession. Well, I'd say that they didn't miscalculate. They just played the role that they were supposed to say that. The GOP, after all, was confident they had beaten back Biden's tax and climate agenda. And were stunned in late July when Schumer and Manchin announced a deal. Oh, I'm sure they were stunned. I'm sure they were stunned. Let's see who gains seats in the midterm election. Let's see if this bill is a setback for the Democrats or a setback for the GOP. Yeah. I like how idiot McCarthy says, when we take back the House, who fucking said you're taking back the House? You're not on a trajectory to take back the House. You guys lose all the time. You don't know how to fucking win. You had the fucking House, you had the fucking Senate, and you had the fucking White House in 2017 and 2018. You did nothing with it. You don't know how to win. Some people, you had a fluke win is what you had. You didn't take advantage of it. You didn't even know how to, or you weren't supposed to. See, that's more important. You weren't supposed to win. It's the damn Democrats. It's the GOP. Bitching again about the DOJ and the FBI. My God, a bunch of fucking whiners. You ever think if it was really that bad, they'd do something about it? They don't do anything about it. They like it. They like bitching about the DOJ and the FBI. They love making them their boogeyman. They did nothing to fucking curb it, to change it, to flip the script. Even Trump himself. He didn't fire Ray. Trump's personal fucking trust. His blind trust was with King Spalding, Ray's law firm. Out of Georgia. During his presidency. You're going to fire Ray? Partner there, Sally Yates? Supposed Trump enemy? And your money's there? Get the fuck out of here. King Spalding's been a revolving door to the White House, from the White House, from the DOJ, the Trump DOJ, the Trump White House. Revolving door in and out. Christopher Wray, director of the FBI, is a colleague, is a comrade of Trump's. Make no mistake. That's impossible. No, it's not. Facts matter out here. But they act like it was a big surprise when Schumer and Manchin got together. Other losers in this bill include tech companies, which will bear the brunt of two major tax increases in the bill, a 15% minimum tax on financial statement profits, and a new levy on stock buybacks, which have allowed companies like Alphabet's Google and Meta's Facebook to minimize their tax burden over the years. It goes on and on and on. Those are the basic winners and losers. And, of course, you're considered a loser in this because you're paying for this and none of it really benefits you. What it does is takes your hard-earned money and it weaponizes the government against you. Bernie Sanders, also a big loser. He wanted $6 trillion in spending for all of his new social programs. He wanted college-free tuition. sure his wife knows something about that. Wasn't she a college president who was under investigation for alleged embezzlement? No. Oh, that went away. But Trump's going to jail, right? The FBI can't even put Bernie Sanders' wife in jail. Sanders, what else did he want? Oh, and this could be in the next batch. So let's not get too cocky. Federal child care, federal housing, and spending on an expanded child monthly tax credit. That could be coming up. They're not done yet. And anybody out there who thinks that these guys are a shoo-in to lose in November should think again. And if you want to do something about it, get out there and vote. Don't listen to anybody say, don't get out there and vote. Get out there and vote. Fuck it. Why not? You're still going to lose them because the whole thing's rigged against us. You haven't figured that out. I support the GOP. They haven't done anything. It's like a game. It's like a long game. Most people get tired out. I like following schemes and fraudsters and scamsters. So to me, it's compelling. Plain and simple.
I hear something saying. The sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
ah. We're working on a chain gang too. You just didn't know it. Tax slave, debt slave. One of the things we drill down for. Against, etc. And tomorrow's Hot Wire. We talked about yesterday's Payne in the morning, Thomas Payne podcast. Another Payne who had done some homework, Charles Payne, economist, who had done some drilling down on the recent jobs report that came out from the Bureau of Labor Lies, Statistics, Bureau of Labor Lies, and some of the things that he had found. And so we drilled down on it further. Talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow will be heavy on the money emphasis and what it means to you and I and what it means to the economy in general. Of course, it's not all unicorns and rainbows like these fucking liars pretended it is and pretended that it was. So we'll get into that tomorrow night with a lot of other little fantastic nuggets on Hot Wire as well. As we do a 1-2 punch on Hot Wire, one after this, and one tomorrow. Bing, bang, boom. A Tuesday and a Wednesday, 1-2 punch. Start get your head on straight for what's to come and to prepare. Taking these things up another notch, try to give you folks, instead of just reporting the news, try to give you an idea of what's coming down the pike. And how you can act accordingly, etc. Now, that inflation bill we talked about, inflation, the Inflation Reduction Act, includes tax credits for electric vehicles that don't exist. And so, after a marathon session where the Senate passes this disaster based on a tie-breaking vote, $740 billion with a B, cash grab of pork for the communists.